This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
It's a good job by you, Andrew, as we welcome you in. Sharp Money, VSIN, the sports betting network. It's a new chapter as we say hi. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. The big guy feeling himself today, hanging out at the D, Dustin Sweetelson, downtown Las Vegas, Fremont Street, where it's a very busy time of the year, very hot, toasty in Las Vegas. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. Live bullets. So today we're going to be betting a ton. So if you join VSIN, you join Sharp Money to get involved with the family and just throw cash during the 3 hours, we've got live bullets. White Sox A's. We'll get to the White Sox coming up in just a bit. They snapped that 21-game losing streak last night. Angels, Yanks, Diamondbacks, Guardians. We each have 2+ plays on all three live Major League Baseball games coming up. Also, I've got a play and an inside source on Qatar USA men's beach volleyball. And this, wait till you hear my inside source, because it's tremendous. And let's go ahead and throw up the guest list and the lineup today for Sharp Money. The return of Mr. Palm, the mayor, Mike Palm. Palm versus the big guy. We'll have to grab the record. The big guy's been struggling. And that leads us to our next guest. And that is Thomas Gable. Thomas Gable, you know, BetMGM over at the Borgata, Atlantic City. Those of you that haven't been east and haven't been to Atlantic City, there is one casino that matters. It's called the Borgata. It's where you go to pick up chicks, to pick up dudes, whatever you're into. There's no judgment on Sharp Money. It's where you go to have a classy dinner, to see a show, and to get down. And Thomas Gable runs the race and sports book there. Now, a little background. I started, I think, a little over 5 years ago here at VSIN. And when I started, I had the pleasure of working with Michael Lombardi. And I think the first show that I did, Thomas Gable came on. Since then, TG and I have forged a relationship. We text all the time. What's cracking? How you doing? How's the family? Good. Capiche? We're out. Now, Thomas Gable, I've never met him in real life. And today, he's going to be in real life on the program, sitting next to the big guy, and I happen to be in Los Angeles. So our paths do not cross once again. However, why is TG coming by? One, he's been a longtime friend of VSIN, a longtime contributor, and a longtime friend of the show. Two, there's been some consternation when it comes to Palm versus the big guy. Like, here's the thing, people. I'm a professional. I care about this show. I'm up at 5:45. I'm prepping. Doesn't happen on every show, I assure you of that. And Thomas Gable has been giving me a hard time because I put the questions together, and then in real time, I have to judge and I have to grade, is Palm winning? Is the big guy winning? Thomas Gable, all of a sudden, from the cheap seats, has been chirping me. I had the big guy winning that one. Actually, I didn't think you graded that correctly. I said, listen, why don't you zip it and come into studio, and we're going to both judge. So live judge Thomas Gable, and also we'll get into some of the action going on today with a bookmaker, with Thomas Gable stopping by. Aaron Halterman, the plus money prince, little drama with the video yesterday from Aaron Halterman, which we'll get to in just a bit, because I did hear from professional bettor Steve Fezzik in regards to yelling at Dustin at the end of the show. Again, we're all fighting for our jobs here. Have you heard of Steve Cohen? Okay, I need a professional show, and Dustin's been dropping the ball. So I yelled at him, and that's what you do. Well, Fezzik came to his defense yesterday via text message, and I, later in the program, will read the text messages on the air because I'm bitter. Now, Aaron Halterman's going to join. He's got baseball plays, and then we're going to get into horse racing, because he runs RacingDudes.com. It is the preeminent site when it comes to horse racing in America, North America, all over the world. And, of course, we've got the Traverse coming up on the 24th. The Traverse is, you remember Arrowgate people. The Traverse, you remember Faro people. The Traverse is like the fourth major, okay? So we've got the Traverse, Saratoga, Aaron Halterman. He's going to be joining. So that's the guest list today. Looking forward to it. What else do we have going on for the big guy as we start the program? Again, we're going to be betting. We've got family plays. And Dustin, you can help me with this. One of our family plays has been delivered by our Sharp Money Survivor leader, Nish Gandhi. Now, part of the reason we started Sharp Money Survivor is to bring you into the show. My theory on radio and television is, whether it be at a network, whether it be with the viewers or listeners, you need to cultivate a family. And we've done that with Sharp Money Survivor. And Nish Gandhi turned out to be more normal and smarter than anybody that works at this network, including myself. And that's not hard to do, people. So he's a doctor. He drives a car that drives him, Tesla. Look it up, Elon. And he sits atop. You see the standings with Nish Gandhi at the top. So we said, dude, you're a sharp guy. Send over your plays. So he's done so. Who else do we have for our family plays today?
Okay, it's a lot of the usual subjects. Our guy Stuart Durst, you know, always sending stuff in. Bobby Stanley Jr. with another NFL future. We're going to add another person now to the family. Eric Lindquist, who was on the show yesterday, just sent over his video. Honestly, the family's getting so big, I might have to take a page out of my grandfather's book and start a second family.
Right. Well, we'll get to that in therapy on Friday. Two things. One, Lindquist is going to be a part of the program. That's my first hit with Lindquist that we did yesterday. We immediately went to break, and I said, Dustin, he's a regular. Dustin loved him as well. His Margot doesn't get a hit, cashed at plus 185. And what I loved about that wasn't just the fact that plus 185 cashes, was just his reasoning. You know, it's not just he's throwing darts. He had tremendous sound reasoning for his Margot play yesterday on the prop. So love having Lindquist as part of the program. We welcome you aboard. So that's what's on the docket today. Just quickly, we do have preseason. It's kind of officially, you know, you got the Hall of Fame game, which went off at that Trifling Field. I know they changed the turf, but we officially have week one starting in the preseason tomorrow. I'm going to bring this up just because I want to give you an idea of these crazy line movements. So Carolina, New England, this number opened one, Dustin. One with New England laying it. I'm looking at DraftKings right now. They're laying 7. That's a 6-point swing. That's not going to happen in the regular season. This is the preseason. It's volatile out here in these streets. And you take a look. Now, the importance, and you kind of want to get back to the basics here on VSiN and helping people understand that are just getting into the sport of sports betting. The idea that you have to have what we call multiple outs. Now, we no longer are just work with DraftKings. And even when we did, we talked about other shops, other books. DraftKings wasn't crazy, didn't make us put a cap on talking about better numbers, but this is the most important aspect of sports betting, and that is finding the best number. You're constantly betting into numbers. So obviously, you know, key number sports betting when it comes to the NFL, not a little different in the preseason, but the key number is 3, the second key number is 7 and 6, right? So if you're looking right now, and key number by far 3, but then we go to 7. So I'm looking at DraftKings and New England's laying 7, but across the market, everywhere else, Dustin, it's 6.5. So again, if you're laying it with New England and you're laying 7, you're missing out. You're just not doing this correctly.
Yeah.
And if you're taking it with Carolina, I got you, big guy. And if you're taking it with Carolina and you don't go to DraftKings and take the 7 as opposed to taking the 6.5, you're not doing it right. Go for it.
Yeah, and if you're sitting here listening going, wait, what are they looking at? Go to VSiN.com. See the odds up top, NFL odds today. You can search by your state. It will give you a list of books available in your state. So not only that game where DraftKings has 7 on Carolina and New England and everyone else is 6.5, I scroll down to Texans and the Steelers on Friday. FanDuel has it at 3. Everyone else is at 2.5. You can do this every single week when you are setting up what bets you want to make, and you can monitor the line movement, all of it at VSiN.com.
That's tremendous by you, VSiN.com, not just the live lines, but also the splits, which are very popular over there. And Dustin mentions, you know, oftentimes there's going to be a difference in numbers at different books where obviously liability goes one way or the other. So you can find a more advantageous number as to which way you're betting. Now, Detroit and the Giants. I just quickly on this. So this opened the Giants 3, and everybody's got it, you know, painted across the board. The Giants 3.5. A couple of things. One, you know, there's been a lot of fights between the Lions and the Giants, and the quotes that are coming out of the fights are just exemplary. If you're a Honolulu Blue and Silver fan like myself, one pride, Detroit Lions, Wayne Fonts, I see you. Okay, Bobby Ross, I see you. Charles Rogers, I see you, RIP. We can go on. Rodney Pete. The idea that the Giants are starting fights with the Lions And they've all been quoted as saying, because they're beating us up on the field. Meaning, they're much better than us. They're manhandling us. Did you see Thibodeau? Did you see his quote? He was talking about, somebody asked him in a presser, hey, Kayvon Thibodeau, do you have any fears in life? And he's like, no, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of heights. I'm not afraid of ghosts. But I am afraid of Penei Sewell. Because he's manhandling us. That's our right tackle, people. This Lions team is freaking loaded. And Daniel Jones, who was involved in the scraps, you know, your quarterback there with the G-men, he literally said, we're fighting the Lions because they're better than us. So what you like to see is you like to see the chum in the water. You like to see the fear from the Giants. Because, again, if you're a grown-ass man or a grown-ass woman and you're starting a fight, it's coming from fear. If you're raising your voice, if you're getting heated, it's coming from fear. Stoicism, Dustin, look it up. And the Giants are afraid of the Lions. You love to see it.
Yeah, I mean, any donk can look it up. It's actually applying it to your life. That's the hard part. But it's a little weird that the Detroit Lions are the model organization right now in the NFL and the Giants are a mess and can't keep up with them. I mean, that's really sad. However, if I was betting this one, I'd look at laying it with the Giants. Simply put, we're at quarterback, Drew Lock going to play. You're going to get Tommy DeVito playing, who has experience. Tommy DeVito's fighting for a job, wants to be on this roster. I would look at the Giants mostly because they are the worst team in this matchup, and they have more guys fighting to make the roster than the Lions do.
All right, that's tomorrow. Dustin and I will have plenty more on Carolina, New England. And, of course, the Lions and Giants tomorrow on the program. But we've got live baseball. When we come back, we're going streaking because the White Sox are on fire. And we've got another one coming up in just about 20 minutes. Sharp Money just getting started. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Cook.
Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I think it was my man Bob Seger from Detroit that said, turn the page. Well, we have. If you haven't heard, VSiN is now proudly owned by Musburger Media. I'm just going to do this read now because it's important, because it's Wednesday midweek and this deal is going to go away. So you want 75% off becoming a VSiN Pro? This is the perfect time to do it because it's not going to happen again. All right. So you get 3 years of programming, VSiN Pro access for just $350. You do the math. You're saving $375, 75%, as Dustin would say. Become a VSiN Pro. You get the daily best bets. You get the splits. You get everything we offer. 24/7 video access. Now, a lot of people have been emailing asking, hey, I want that deal, but I'm already a subscriber. It's very simple. Just email us, subscribe at vsin.com, and you're good to go. If you haven't signed up, first off, I'd like to welcome you. And secondly, go to vsin.com/special to get involved. Okay? Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher. This is Sharp Money. We got a lot to do. We've got live bullets as far as baseball happening during the show, which you love to see. So we're going to bet as a family. I don't know what Dustin has. He doesn't know what I have. So let's have some fun and see if we line up here. And we're going to start with the White Sox. So the White Sox, should we give ourselves credit for this one? Because we did cash at plus 195 yesterday. We called it the human element. Sometimes you're looking for situations. Sometimes you're looking for, you know, I call it periodic table handicapping. Some of these baseball handicappers, they try to go above your head. You know, they're going to give you all these periodic table, K's potassium, over here's water. But really what they're doing is just downloading numbers into your brain because they don't have a hardcore opinion. Yesterday, the play was a price play. All right, White Sox plus 195, 5-1 winner. We also went over at even money, 3.5 on the team total. So a little bit of 2-0 for the big guy and myself. And the record tying losing streak of 21, which Bill AD, you know, VSiN Daily, saw in person at the Coliseum amongst 37 other people. So they stopped short of further infamy, is what I would say, with the 5-1 win. The good news for the White Sox is they have 46 games to go, so they can start a new streak. Also, the good news, they're only 41 games out in the Central. So it would take a they'd have to go on quite a winning streak to catch up to the Guardians in the Central. But again, they're 41 games out, which just kind of gives you context as to where they stand. Let's not get crazy and think that this is going to carry over for the White Sox, because again, everybody has a different handicapping strategy. Here is mine coming into this one. They put everything into not extending the infamy yesterday. An emotional letdown is coming for the White Sox. Maybe they celebrated after the big win last night. And guess what? They turn around. It's early. Their body clock, it's even 2 hours earlier with a 12:37 start our time. I go to Chicago, that Central. Shout to the Musburgers. That is 10:37. So I'm just going with where we are. And then you throw in Davis Martin, who's thrown, I don't know, 67 innings in the last 3 years, and he stinks. He's 0-1, 7-11 ERA this year. The starting pitcher for the White Sox is a disaster. And on the other side, Estes Dustin, if you look at his numbers, now he's a 4.77 ERA guy, just 5-4. But he was awesome the last time out against the Dodgers. He was also good against the Phillies, and I'm talking big-time lineups here. He was good against the Angels the last time out. So, obviously, you can see the way I'm leaning here. I can get a plus price lay in the run line, which I'm not usually into, but I'll lay the run and a half with the A's here. I do have one more play, but I don't want to step on you. So, I'm going to lay the run and a half plus 105 on the A's.
I love it. So, one note on last night. Like, we're not betting plus 194 every day. It was based on the situation and the number coming together at the perfect time to take that shot. And then on this game today, you mentioned Davis Martin. Okay? Two starts. 3 hits in 2 2/3 against Seattle. 6 in 3 2/3 against Minnesota in his last start. I went back and looked. How has Oakland been doing against opposing starting pitchers? Because they're hitting, but they're still not like a dominant offense. So they'll leave runners on base. So they had 6 hits versus Cannon last night. They had just 2 versus Bush on Monday. Then I went back to every series since the All-Star break. You know, they had 3 versus the Dodgers, 2 versus the Giants, the Angels for 7, Houston for 3. 17 post-All-Star break games. And the number set at Davis Martin is 4.5 hits allowed today. In 16 of the 17 post-All-Star break games, the Oakland A's have had at least 5 hits against the opposing starting pitcher. Just one game that they did not. It was a couple nights ago. The only thing stopping us from getting Davis Martin over 4.5 hits allowed is him not going deep into the game. But it sounds like to me he's so bad that Oakland could jump on him early, over 4.5 hits allowed for the starting pitcher Martin.
Love it. Love it. I don't even think he pitched last year. This is a dude, they're just trying to find an arm to waste innings, to waste the rest of the year away. Can you do me a favor? Can you look up that first 5 number? And then also, while you're at it, I'd like to get the team total, because I thought I had it in my notes, and I don't, on the White Sox, because they had an offensive explosion last night, Dustin, and scored 5 runs. The White Sox, I'm not saying they have a bad offense, Dustin, but they're averaging about 7 hits a game. Their batting average as a team is .216, and their on base is right around .276. They're anemic. What do you got?
Your team total is 3.5, as expected, on your White Sox. And then for the first 5, let's look over here at Boyd. It is minus 166 on the A's, minus 0.5 run is only lay $1.22.
I might have to lay the half ski.
Now, here's the thing I would say.
I'm going to line that up with my run line. I got plus on the run line. I'm going to lay the half run first 5.
One thing I would say that I wouldn't be opposed to going full game here and laying it with the home team, even though you're rarely. Here's the funny thing. People will tell you you're really never supposed to lay the half, the 1.5 runs in the full game with the home team, but I'm going to do it in this instance.
Oh, stop.
Everyone always says that, and then they do it. They say you shouldn't do it, then they do it. It's like me when I pull into the drive-thru at McDonald's. I shouldn't do it, and then I do it. But what I'd say in this instance is when it comes to the White Sox, they traded Kopech. The bullpen is depleted. It's been awful all year. They can't hold on to leads. So you have an opportunity with the A's. If for some reason the bats aren't awake early, later in the game they should be able to score runs against a really bad Chicago bullpen.
The A's are going to pummel the White Sox today. It's nebulous. So how to measure the emotion? But that was a spirited White Sox team last night. That's the first time we've seen some spirit from them in a long time, and I just don't sense it continues over. Also, an embarrassment for the A's. Did you see Stripling's comments after the game? Because Ross Stripling, you know, he's throwing lollipops up there. Ross Stripling at this point in his career, you know, starter for the A's, he throws hand grenades up at the plate, all over the place. He said after, he goes, yeah, I mean, it's a little embarrassing to be the one that takes the L on the White Sox snapping that 21-game losing streak. I mean, a lot has happened since they last won a game. We had a presidential assassination attempt. Like, first off, no politics, bro. And secondly, yeah, I mean, I guess. Why are you laughing? I'm not doing politics. Ross Stripling is.
No, if I'm Ross Stripling, I take solace in the fact of, yeah, I was the one who unfortunately allowed the Chicago White Sox to break that streak, but somehow this organization is paying me $9.25 million this year to do it, so I'll sleep at night just fine.
But also, if we're just talking PR, so we had the video, and there is no news on the Brandon Ayuk front.
Yep.
I just want to say, like, I know that Brandon Ayuk is Jerry Rice all of a sudden, so you have to open up every program with is he or isn't he, and, you know, expected blah, blah, blah. Brandon Ayuk, no news. The news that we do know is that he doesn't want to go to the Patriots. Duh. Jared Mayo looks like a disaster, by the way. But here's what I would say. There was a PR mishap for the 49ers yesterday because Christian McCaffrey was sitting with the NFL Network and he called Brandon Ayuk his former teammate when Brandon Ayuk was standing like 10 feet from him on the sideline. So not great. That's a bad PR move. I would say, and I don't know if you agree with me, a good PR move by Ross Stripling. You just got beat by one of the all-time bad teams in Major League Baseball and you brought up a presidential assassination attempt to get over it.
Yeah,
like, nothing to see here, people. We almost had a former president assassinated. It's not that big of a deal to lose to the White Sox.
He's like, guys, I don't know why you're so surprised. I lose all the time. It's just this time it was to a bad team. I do this on the regular. You're just not paying attention.
And if we're being completely honest, Ross Stripling used to come on our old show, Mad Dog Sports Radio, so we pretended to tell him all the time how great he was, and even then he stunk.
He did make an all-star game. He had one good first half. Give him some credit. One good first half.
His first start as a Dodger, a no-hitter into the ninth and got pulled.
He kind of was like the first of that trend of like guys getting pulled from no-hitters.
Yeah, no, I think he finished eight and Roberts was like, you gone. And people were just in. This is like 2017 where it wasn't as common. But yeah, that was the peak. So what are we saying? Maybe look to Ross Stripling's next start and think about Fade City.
Yeah, because he's going to face a good team, and the good team will probably beat him as well.
We've got a double header, big guy, at Yankee Stadium. The first of two is coming up next because I believe that starts in about 40 minutes. Angels-Yankees, live bullets here on Sharp Money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, we're going to get into the Angels-Yankees, the first of a double dip coming up in just a second. But quickly, you can join Circa Survivor, Circa Millions, featuring $16 million in guaranteed cash prizes with only one trip to Las Vegas before the NFL season kicks off. And if you need a contest proxy, so if you want to get involved in the contest, including the Super Contest there in Vegas, we've got the proxy for you. And what a proxy means is they'll take care of everything. So you can have fun. You're hanging out in Iowa and you want to get involved in the contest. They're going to take care of the dirty work for you. Talk to the experienced team at Winner's Circle Proxy, VSIN's preferred proxy partner. Winner's Circle Proxy is now in its ninth year of providing trusted proxy services to top contest players, including the 2023 Survivor and Millions contest winners. Plus, don't miss out on Circa's ultimate contest weekend coming up August 22nd to the 24th. It's packed with exclusive events, room discounts, live broadcasts, and more. Winner's Circle Proxy clients will get special perks like monthly access to VSIN Pro subscriptions, stadium swim passes, free drink tickets, and cool sign-up bag stuffers. So head over to winnerscircleproxy.com now and book your appointment. Again, that's winners with an S, winnerscircleproxy.com, VSIN's preferred proxy partner. Got you back here on Sharp Money Wednesday, midweek. A lot to do. We've got live baseball, so we're betting it as a family here. Speaking of the family, we've got the family plays up a ton of bets. Dustin hit me with a finger, so I'll go straight to Dustin Sweetelson from the D.
Yeah, I have some breaking news. It's not massive, but it's in the college ranks. Anwar Richardson reporting down in Austin. Texas running back C.J. Baxter is expected to miss the season after tearing his LCL and PCL during practice yesterday. Why does that matter? Texas second shot on the board to win the SEC at plus 320. Win total 10.5. They lost their top three pass catchers from this offense a year ago, two receivers and a tight end, and lost their running back, Jonathan Brooks. So that is another new piece they're going to have to work in at running back. Just some minor breaking news there, but it does impact college football.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sarkisian going to miss out on a running back there at Texas. Take that information. Do what you will with it. Now, we do have, and this is big, men's volleyball quarters coming up at the top of the hour. I'm going to save it, but I just want to tease you a little bit. Here at the beach, you know, Los Angeles, Dustin, they call the people that just kind of hang around the beach, they either call them beach rats or beach dogs. And I had a conversation with Lucky this morning. Lucky is a beach dog. Everybody in town knows him. He's constantly hanging out, and he's always hanging out with the volleyball players. And he gave me a tip on USA Cutter coming up at the top of the hour. It's the Lucky special play from the beach dog. Because I get into it, but I wouldn't consider myself a experienced handicapper when it comes to beach volleyball. But Lucky seems to know what he's talking about. So I'm going to give you that information in just a little bit.
Yeah, but when you say he hangs out at the beach a lot, does he have an actual home with a roof that he goes home to, or does he live there at the beach?
It appears he may. I would just say his home probably is cardboard.
Yeah.
However, okay. He's a great dude.
Yeah.
Great dude. He's down on his luck, but he's a good person. All right? No judgment. No judgment on the program. Now, let's judge the Angels.
Rent's expensive in that neighborhood. He's getting a deal.
You're telling me. That's why I'm in my little steak shop here. Let's talk about the Angels-Yankees. So I mentioned the first of a double dip, so doubleheader coming from Yankee Stadium today. Now, the Angels, no offense to you, big guy, took 2 of 3 over the weekend from the Metsies. And the Yankees took 2 of 3 over the weekend against the Blue Jays. The Angels are going to throw Davis Daniel out there, 1-2, 4.91 ERA as a starter. And Luis Gil, who did kill us when we had a family bet. But since we made that play, he's been Roger Clemens. I mean, he's been ridiculous, 11-5, 3.20 ERA. The last three outings, he's been tremendous. Let's talk about this. First off, the total set at 8.5. The Yankees over their last 10 games, 9-1 over this number. So they've been mashing, we understand. I was looking through the Yankees. Like, this team is a juggernaut right now. Whether it be offense, defense, any way you look at it. And it's not necessarily the hatred. They you don't have that kind of stank on them like they did before. You mentioned Jazz Chisholm joining them kind of adds a little spark. But their numbers, you know, second in home runs, first in runs in all of baseball, third in slugging. This is very good. I've got a couple of bets here. And I'm going to start with one that I don't know if you're going to love, but I'm going to go heel. Now, the Angels aren't a team that strike out a ton. To be fair, but I am getting a plus money price on Gil in his strikeout prop. It's set at 6.5. In his last 4 starts, he's cleared this number 3 times. And the one time he didn't clear it, he had 6 strikeouts. So it's 6.5. I got to get to 7 with Gil. And it's plus 110. I'm going to go over the K prop for Luis Gil.
We're sort of on the same page here. You know, Yankees won 7 of 8 now. I mean, they're red hot. You look at the price, though, I can't lay $3. I can't lay 1.5 in the first 5. I can't lay 1.5 full game minus 150. Like, it's just a heavy price to pay. So I was looking over at Boyd, which is FanDuel and some other places, and I saw a prop that was built in that jumped out to me. And that's Yankees win plus Gil to have at least 6 strikeouts, and it's minus 110. You mentioned it. Gil's had at least 6 Ks in 4 straight starts. He shut down this Angels team back on May 29th. 8 innings with 9 strikeouts, just allowed 1 earned run. Combine his 6-plus Ks with Yankees to win, I get minus 110. I love both of those things to play out here.
Okay, so you are going, just to repeat, you're going what with your bet?
It is a combined built-in prop that they had available at the sportsbook on Boyd. Yankees to win plus heel, six plus strikeouts, minus 110.
Okay, love it. And I'm just going over 6.5 strikeouts, plus 110 on heel and his K prop. What's interesting, Dustin and I were talking about this a little earlier because you got doubleheaders all over the place today. One of my life leaks happens to be time conversion. So depending on what app you're looking at, some give you the East Coast time, some know where you are and give you the real time. But living, the whole entire United States is built around East Coast time.
It's a bias.
It's a bias, and it's what I grew up on, so maybe that's kind of what I relate to. But since moving out here a long time ago, you know, I've gotten used to PST. You know what I'm saying?
Look, so it's tough.
I took 20 minutes to handicap D-backs Guardians. I'd like to tell you what I had. I said the Snakes, 10-2 last 12, stay hot. And I was going to give out Fott and the Snakes. I'm taking a look at, now again, this would be past posting.
Penalty.
Because, shout to Fezzik, I'm sure he'll come at me. The Diamondbacks are absolutely crushing the Guardians right now, 7-3. And just as an aside, this like state of offenses on the Snakes and the Guardians, since the All-Star break, Arizona's been absolutely ripping the cover off the ball, and that offense in the Guardians that started off the season so well, Dustin, has plummeted.
Yeah, more on the Diamondbacks to come when Aaron Halterman joins us at 5 p.m. Eastern time. That's 2 o'clock our time, Patrick, by the way, in case you were wondering. When Halterman joins, he's got something brewing with Arizona in the futures market that he's way into. Look, Cuttle Marte is down to like 6-1 for MVP in the National League. He surpassed Francisco Lindor now. This team's been red hot. They've been killing lefties all year. You also have to remember they're getting healthier when it comes to pitching. Like, they're going to get Merrill Kelly back. They get Eduardo Rodriguez back for the first time in over like almost a year. So this team's going to get more reinforcements on the bump. Zach Gallen's figured some things out after his velo was down to start the season. Yeah, they're a team to buy stock on. And don't think last year going all the way to the World Series and losing, there's not something there. But Marte's exploded offensively for them. And Corbin Carroll, I think during the All-Star break, his shoulder got healed a little bit because his power numbers are back. And that's been huge for this lineup.
I would just like to quickly say for those of you that aren't seam heads and don't pretend to be smart about baseball, when he says velo, he means velocity.
Yeah, I mean, means he's throwing hard again.
An RIP to double play a baseball podcast. Good for the resume, though. Did you see Detroit and Seattle coming up later? Did you take a look at the total?
Ooh.
Go ahead. Do it in real time. It's Skubal and George Kirby. What do you think the total? Before you look, what do you think the total on that game?
You're leading the win. I'm going to guess it's 6.5.
It's 6. Whoa. It opens 6.5. Is dipped. You're not going to see many sixes, people. Just as a better, there are certain numbers that take you, and you immediately when you see a certain number, you start to see a certain player. And when I see a total of 6, for some reason, I think Clayton Kershaw, because in Kershaw's prime, you would see 6s and you would see 6.5s. But in 2024, to see a 6 on the board is pretty wild. Now, it makes sense, Skubal and Kirby. However, at 6, that's light.
Well, Skubal's like minus 220 to be the AL Cy Young, but he's also coming off his worst start of the year. He allowed 5 earned runs against the Royals, so I'm surprised the number was that low. I would have guessed 7, 7.5. Kirby's been awesome, too. Great control guy. I will have a prop in that one. It is not involving the total, though. That is very low. I would still lean under, but we'll get to that later in the show.
It opened 6.5 and got hit down to 6.
Wow. Wow.
Have fun betting under 6. And you mentioned Skubal got knocked around his last start. When we come back, I've got to play Big Guy Brewers Braves and Men's Volleyball Olympics.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, we've got the family plays coming up in 14 minutes. Palm, of course, Mike Palm, VSIN, Circa Sports, Palm versus the big guy. Also, I saw during the break, Dustin dap up a friend. You know who that friend is? Thomas Gable. He runs the race and sports book over at the Borgata. So TG's going to be in the house. Of course, we can throw it up. Boys, great job. Guest list, Aaron Halterman. Halterman's coming by to talk baseball and horse racing in the final hour. So look forward to that. Let's go to Paris. Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher. We welcome you back here. Sharp Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. All right, so men's volleyball quarters. Now, take this with a grain of sand. And what I mean by that is there's a couple of things here. This play and this tip is coming from Lucky the Beach Dog. Now, he's known as Lucky at the beach, which is kind of an oxymoron because I think he's homeless. So Lucky, it's one of those things that doesn't really add up. I will say this. He's the nicest guy ever. Every day I walk the dog to go get the coffee. You know, he's always petting her. Hello, Jeezy. How you doing? We have a great relationship, and I always talk beach volleyball with him. Because Kelly Chang and Sarah Hughes, who lost yesterday, they got bounced. They train just two blocks from me here. Chase Budinger and his partner, Miles, I can't remember his last name, they train right down here. And Lucky is always just kind of lingering. So I just threw a dart today, and I was like, Lucky, I'm talking today about the men's volleyball, beach volleyball quarters. And as you know, the United States is still alive. So the United States, they beat Morocco, lost to Cuba in the prelims, and then convincingly, Dustin, in the round of 16, beat the Italians, which is tremendous. Now, here comes Qatar. The Qataris are very good. They're defending their bronze medal from the last time out. It's a team I'm not even going to pretend. Honestly, I'm not going to even try to pronounce their names. Go ahead. Google the Qatari players. There's just two of them. And if you want to try to pronounce their names, good luck. Now, they had a decisive win in the round of 16 over Chile. Now, here's the thing about the United States team. And then I'll get to Lucky's tip. Miles Partain and Andrew Benesch, they're very aggressive. What Lucky the Beach Dog told me is they're playing an option offense. I didn't know that volleyball had offenses. I thought you said it. You spiked it. You hope not to get it blocked. Lucky says, nah, they're a very aggressive team. They play the option offense. Take it for what you will. Okay? Here's what's fascinating about this U.S. team. They're the youngest team the United States has ever sent to the Olympics. And during the Olympics, Dustin, pay attention to this, they split from their coach. So in pool play, before they played Brazil, they fired their coach. And you know what I do? I freaking love it. Attitude. They're not getting coached up right. They're just like, we need to do what we need to do, Partain and Benesch. So I kind of like that attitude. They've been playing super aggressive. They've been playing over their head. And they're taking on the Qataris, who won the bronze last time out. I'll give you the odds on men's beach volleyball. Right now, the Qataris are a minus 218 favorite. And the United States team is plus 180. This brings us back to Lucky, the homeless beach dog. I asked him. I said, does the United States have a chance today? Now, again, how he's watching these games, it's up to you. I don't know. Again, cardboard. But he said, it's a toss-up. So now we're talking numbers. If this is a toss-up, even, and I'm getting plus 180 on the United States team, there's a couple of reasons to bet it. One, Lucky. Two, these colors don't run. Three, national pride. Four, don't tread on me. And five, plus 180 feels like a good number on a toss-up.
All right, let me add to that. If they fired their head coach, they run the option offense. Paul Johnson's available. I don't understand why they wouldn't just bring him
Mid-Olympics.
Yeah, look, I did a little bit of research as well into this. Not quite as deep as Lucky, but I saw there was a common opponent along the way for Qatar, which, by the way, when you said Qatar, I thought you meant Qatar Crawford, who's pitching for the Red Sox today. I didn't realize you were talking about the country, Qatar. So both teams beat Italy. Both beat them 2-0. The way I see this, the U.S. doesn't lose by two. I like that +1.5 on America, minus 142 juice here. That's the way I'm going with this one.
So you like the spread. Could you explain, if you do cover the 1.5, how this plays out?
They just don't lose by two. They don't lose by two.
How many sets are there?
Three.
You know what? You know a little bit more about volleyball than I expected.
Yeah, there's this thing called Google. If you need to know anything, it usually has the answer, except for why I'm going to die alone.
Doesn't have that answer?
No.
AI might.
Keep asking.
AI might. All right, so
AI might be the person I marry.
That's a very good point. I think there's a movie with Joaquin Phoenix about that. So you're going to take the 1.5 minus 140-ish?
Yeah.
Is that the number you're laying?
Yeah, minus 142.
I'm not saying that I'm more patriotic than you, but I'm taking them straight up to win at plus 180.
Yeah, no, look, that is the confident American thing to do. I'm not quite there right now.
And I would never disparage Lucky, but I have heard some people, as I've walked away from him, call him unlucky, to take it for what you will.
Okay? You going to hit him with a tip if this cashes, though?
No, I bought him coffee before. Would he take me as some sort of vermin? Let's get to another baseball game. So first off, let's check in on in real time here, because we've got bets on the White Sox and A's.
Scoreless, but a runner on for Chicago.
Chicago, runner on third, nobody out, top of two. So it looks like they're going to catch a run here. That doesn't help with my run line play on the Athletics, although it is the top of the second. So let's just take it easy,
Pete. Yeah, I mean, dude, it's the White Sox. At any point in time, there could be a 4 or 5 spot put up by the A's.
Do you want to talk about the Brewers and Braves? So let's discuss this one. I know it's your Brew Crew. You got a look. You got a weird look on your face.
No, the next team's Guardians D-backs.
I know, but I want to ask you about Milwaukee and Atlanta first, just
because it's
a game that I have a question about. So the Brewers crushed the Braves last night 10-0, but they've been inconsistent lately. I know you have a soft spot in your heart for this Brewer team, but Atlanta, last time I checked, Dustin, did take 2 of 3 last week in Milwaukee. Now, Peralta's on the bump for Milwaukee. His metrics have been dipping over the last month. And conversely, Chris Sale, the lefty, he's the key here. He's been unhittable. Go ahead and take a look at his game log. He hasn't given up more than 2 runs in any of his last 9 starts. That's dumb. The Braves saw Peralta on the 31st of July, obviously, and the Brewers saw Sale last week as well. Now, first 5 money line on the Braves is minus 170. I'm not going to trifle with a number like that, but laying a half run is minus 120. And that's my question for you. You think it's worth it?
Oh, man. Chris Sale has been
awesome. That's a no, then. That's a no.
The Braves' offense is so inconsistent. Last night, you never know what you're getting from them. There's times where, like, Austin Riley and Matt Olson have gone off.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I have an update.
Yeah,
the White Sox are the hottest team in baseball. Benintendi just hit a 2-run bomb.
Yeah. I was trying to pull up the live number while you were doing that to see what we can get on the A's right now, because it has not adjusted yet. Once we get a good live number, I'll share it. The Braves are very tough to figure out. I kind of have been avoiding them for a while now when it comes to betting, either on them or against them. When I bet against them, the offense goes off. When I bet on them, the offense does nothing. So the Brewers don't make sense, though. Like, it doesn't make sense that it continues to go. The one note I'll give you on Freddy Peralta, he is actually better on the road than he's been at home lately. That is a weird note on him. He has a 3.36 road ERA, 4.4 at home. So that's one reason why I'm hesitant here, because he actually might be better against this Atlanta offense because he's not back in Milwaukee. That is a tough team to figure out in Atlanta.
Then I'm going to adjust my play. First 5 under or total game under 8.
Okay.
First 5, my assumption is, what are we sitting, 3.5, 4? 4, juiced heavily if you want to go under in the first 5?
I can roll with that. Because the Brewers, look, Yelich is back. He's had all these issues. We never know when he's going to finally shut it down and be out for a whole year because of back surgery. I like the underplay better.
Hold on. Let me just grab the first. It's 4. And actually, you get plus money on the under 4 in the first 5, plus 105. Brewers, Braves, under first 5, 4, plus money?
Do that.
What up?
Do that.
Hold on. Let me place the bet. If you don't think we're actually betting while we're talking, because I just need to enter my password, and we're in. So that's all over the place. We've got Olympic bets. Let's go Team USA. Actually, I got to get my iPad in here. I think I need... Yeah, I get so confused with the time change, but that's actually happening in real time.
Plus,
correct?
Plus $1.14 on the A's, by the way, in game. That is an interesting number.
Yeah, it's still just the top of the second.
They can't hold a lead.
3 at bats.
They can't hold the lead. I'm not buying that.
They've had 3 at bats, so go ahead, take the plus money coming back the other way with the A's. Unless you're scared.
There's no fear in this dojo. I'm pulling it up right now. Doing the same thing you just did.
Are you afraid of Mike Palm?
Who is?
Mike Palm is coming up next. Palm versus the big guy with special guest bookmaker from the Borgata, Thomas Gable.